始。College English Test Band 4 Part 3 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. Have you finished that painting for the new student center?
Just this morning. I've been working extra hours all week. You know, the building opens tomorrow.
What does the man mean?
Question 12. Do you sell camping gear?
Yes, we have tents, sleeping bags, just about everything you might need, including stoves.
What is the man probably going to do? Question 13. Hi, Jenny. Have you talked to Mr. Wright about the new sports program?
Well, I contacted his office half an hour ago, and his secretary said he was out for lunch until 2.
What does the woman mean? Question 14. Bill says he's not working so hard on his biology project.
But he spends a lot of time in the lab, doesn't he?
What does the woman imply about Bill? Question 15. I have to say, I find the new smoking regulations too strict.
Well, they're for everyone's health. I have no complaints.
What are the speakers talking about?
Question 16. Jack asked me to drop off this report. He's tied up in meetings all morning.
I was hoping he'd bring it himself. I need to talk with him about it.
Why can't Jack come in person?
Question 17. Should we invite Mr. Smith to join us for dinner this weekend? He's just come back from England.
You can have a try, but as far as I know, he seldom accepts invitations from his employees.
What can we infer about Mr. Smith?
Question 18. This place place doesn't look familiar at all. We must be lost.
Yeah, it seems so. Let's pull in here. While I'm filling the tank, you go ask the way and get me something to drink, please.
What is the man going to do first? Now, you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation one.
Well, did you enjoy it?
Yes, I enjoyed it much more than I thought I would.
Really?
Yes, I don't usually go to science fiction films. I don't think they're much better than comics on film, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sure. And a few years ago, they were certainly like that. But they've got a lot better now.
Yes, and historical films. That's what I really like. I never miss a good film set in the Middle Ages. Oh, and love stories. I never miss one on TV.
Funnily enough, I don't like those kinds of films at all. But to come back to this one, I personally didn't think it was very good. It certainly wasn't as good as other science fiction films I've seen.
Wasn't it?
No, not at all. Oh, the effects were very good.
Yes, I thought they were marvelous, especially the battle in space. Incredible.
Yes, but I was going to say, I thought the acting was terrible.
Yes, I suppose Jason was too good to be true. And what was the name of the baddie?
Cargan?
Yeah, Cargan was really evil, wasn't he? But I suppose that's what these films are all about. Good triumphing over evil. And the characters have to be black and white.
Well, yes, but not always. War of the Worlds wasn't like that, for example. Anyway, you enjoyed the film. That's most important.
Yes, I did. Thanks for taking me. Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What does the man say about science fiction films? Question 20. What opinion do the speakers share about the film they have just seen? Question 21. What do we learn about Jason and Cargan?
Conversation 2. Can I ask you about your evening class? What class do you go to?
Car maintenance.
What night of the week is it on?
Wednesday night.
And how long does it last?
Well, it's supposed to start at 6, but that's a bit of a problem because people have difficulty getting through the traffic. So we start at 6:30, and then it goes on until 9 o'clock.
And what was your reason for wanting to do the class?
Well, I just bought my first car, and I don't know anything about cars, so I thought it was a good opportunity to learn. I guess most people in the class are in the same situation.
And what do you actually do? Do you bring the car along to the class?
Yes, we do. And the first part of the lesson, the first half hour, the man who runs the class will go through some particular part of the car, and we'll learn about it. And then we spend the rest of the time actually working on our own cars. The same problem.
And how many people are there in the class?
I think 16. But 3/4 of them are women. It's quite interesting because the man is obviously used to teaching men, and he always starts his sentence by saying, "Well, you chaps will know," and then he stops and says, "Oh, and you women, you ladies, but,
Sounds funny. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What does the woman say about her evening class? Question 23. Why did the woman want to attend the class? Question 24. What do the people who attend the class do in the first part of the lesson? Question 25. What do we learn about the participants in the class?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. We don't choose friends on the basis of how much money they have, of course, but vast differences can be disturbing to both sides. Erin, for example, is single and earns a very good salary. Her friend Pat, a divorced mother of three, is struggling to make ends meet. "We're both frequent theatre-goers," Erin explains, "and I'd gladly pay for two tickets just to have Pat's company at plays and concerts. But she won't go anywhere unless she can pay her own way. I hate to go alone, so we both stay home. It all seems so silly." Pat sees the situation differently. After an unhappy marriage to a man who tried to control her without considering her wishes and feelings, she says, "It's very important to me to carry my own weight. I'm not comfortable in any relationship where all I do is take." The difficult situation finally changed when Erin moved recently. Pat's children were with their father, so she took a picnic lunch to her friend's new place, then spent the day helping her unpack and get settled. "I was so grateful," Erin says, "that I persuaded Pat to let me return the favor in my own way, with season tickets to our little theater group. I think she's beginning to recognize that she contributes as much to our friendship as I do."
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What do we learn about Pat? Question 27. What draws Erin and Pat together? Question 28. What does Aaron do to return Pat's favor? Question 29. What do we learn about friendship from the passage? Passage 2. Sands School in the town of Ashburton, England, is a day school for children aged 10 to 18. It is based on the value of social equality between students and staff and has few rules. Sands School believes that the healthy growth of a child is more important than academic success. It offers a variety of lessons and activities for students to choose from, and free time for children to follow their own interests. Classes are small and based on the individual needs of each child. The timetable is fixed, but democratically decided, and students are expected to attend. The weekly school meeting is at the center of the way Sands School is organized. It makes all the decisions that affect the school, including rules, the timetable, and accepting or rejecting new students and teachers. Participating in these meetings gives the children an understanding of democratic decision-making and helps them develop their skills of argument and persuasion. The most important advantage of the school meeting is that it shows the children that the school is really theirs. They have the right to decide on changes, and the school's success or failure depends on their decisions and their behavior. Sands School employs no cooking or cleaning staff. These jobs are done by the students and teachers. Decorating and simple repairs are also done by the students. It is believed that for the school to truly belong to those who use it, they must take responsibility for its maintenance.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 30. What value is Sands School based on? Question 31. What is characteristic of the school's decision-making process? Question 32. Why does Sands School ask students to do its maintenance? Passage 3. Well, to continue, as I mentioned earlier, there is also research that demonstrates that individuals perform worse, not better, on tasks when other people are there. R.W. Hubbard did an interesting experiment. He had his subjects learn a finger maze. This is a game in which you indicate with your finger the way through a complex system of passages or paths. The subjects who had an audience did worse than the subjects who did alone. Now, how can we explain these very different results? It seemed very confusing for a long time. Social psychologist John Roberts finally cleared up the confusion about why people sometimes perform better and sometimes worse in front of an audience. Roberts found that the presence of an audience facilitates what you already know how to do. That is, if you know what you are doing, having an audience helps you do it better. But if you don't already know how to do something, you will probably make some mistakes. And you will make mistakes for a longer time if you have an audience. That's exactly what happened to the subjects who were learning the finger maze. So, if you are doing well, having an audience increases the chances that you will continue to do well. If you are doing badly, having an audience increases the chances that you will continue to do badly. Roberts cleverly pointed out that when you are first learning something, you are better off working alone than practicing with other people.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33. What did the speaker probably discuss before coming to this part of the talk? Question 34. When does the presence of an audience facilitate your performance according to Roberts? Question 35. What does Roberts think is a better way to learn new things? Section C, Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Americans today have different eating habits than they had in the past. There is a wide selection of food available. They have a broader knowledge of nutrition, so they buy more fresh fruit and vegetables than ever before. At the same time, Americans purchase increasing quantities of sweets and sodas. Statistics show that the way people live determines the way they eat. American lifestyles have changed. There are now growing numbers of people who live alone, single parents and children, and double-income families. These changing lifestyles are responsible for the increasing number of people who must rush meals, or sometimes simply go without them. Many Americans have less time than ever before to spend preparing food. Partly as a consequence of this limited time, over half of all American homes now have microwave ovens. Moreover, Americans eat out nearly four times a week on average. It is easy to study the amounts and kinds of food that people consume. The United States Department of Agriculture and the food industry collect sales statistics and keep accurate records. This information not only tells us what people are eating, but also tells us about the changes in attitudes and tastes. Red meat, which used to be the most popular choice for dinner, is no longer an American favorite. Instead, chicken, turkey, and fish have become more popular. Sales of these foods have greatly increased in recent years.
Now the passage will be read again. Americans today have different eating habits than they had in the past. There is a wide selection of food available. They have a broader knowledge of nutrition, so they buy more fresh fruit and vegetables than ever before. At the same time, Americans purchase increasing quantities of sweets and sodas. Statistics show that the way people live determines the way they eat. American lifestyles have changed. There are now growing numbers of people who live alone, single parents and children, and double-income families. These changing lifestyles are responsible for the increasing number of people who must rush meals or sometimes simply go without them. Many Americans have less time than ever before to spend preparing food. Partly as a consequence of this limited time, over half of all American homes now have microwave ovens. Americans eat out nearly 4 times a week on average. It is easy to study the amounts and kinds of food that people consume. The United States Department of Agriculture and the food industry collect sales statistics and keep accurate records. This information not only tells us what people are eating, but also tells us about the changes in attitudes and tastes. Red meat, which used to be the most popular choice for dinner, is no longer an American favorite. Thank you. instead, chicken, turkey, and fish have become more popular. Sales of these foods have greatly increased in recent years.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Americans today have different eating habits than they had in the past. There is a wide selection of food available. They have a broader knowledge of nutrition, so they buy more fresh fruit and vegetables than ever before. At the same time, Americans purchase increasing quantities of sweets and sodas. Statistics show that the way people live determines the way they eat. American lifestyles have changed. There are now growing numbers of people who live alone, single parents and children, and double income families. These changing lifestyles are responsible for the increasing number of people who must rush meals or sometimes simply go without them. Many Americans have less time than ever before to spend preparing food. Partly as a consequence of this limited time, over half of all American homes now have microwave ovens. Moreover, Americans eat out nearly 4 times a week on average. It is easy to study the amounts and kinds of food that people consume. The United States Department of Agriculture and the food industry collect sales statistics and keep accurate records. This information not only tells us what people are eating, but also tells us about the changes in attitudes and tastes. Red meat, which used to be the most popular choice for dinner, is no longer an American favorite. Instead, chicken, turkey, and fish have become more popular. Sales of these foods have greatly increased in recent years.
This is the end of listening comprehension. 现在听力考试结束，请取下耳机，开始听力。